talk to me. Let's do something here about this, because this is pretty big. Pretty big. This is going to be my lead story today. Come on.
Yeah, it's huge. It's huge news. One, for the city, for the province, you know, to be able to bring, you know, an event of this magnitude to the, you know, that you got Team Canada that recently played at the Olympics, coming to play two games at SaskTel Center in November against Mexico and the Dominican Republic, two international games. It's just going to be a fantastic week. You know, just lead up and, you know, get, you know, fans across the province to see some amazing basketball, world-class basketball at SaskTel Center.
Not just world-class, but players that in the could possibly be NBA players taking part. I mean, the Canadian team that played in Paris was pretty much all NBA players. Even if not all of them come here, you're still going to have some guys who have NBA backgrounds getting a chance to play for Canada right in our own backyard.
Yeah, you're going to see some of the best players in the world. So, you know, again, so exciting. You know, I'm excited. I know everybody in the community. My phone has been blowing up all day since the announcement. So, again, just really exciting for everyone involved, and especially the fans being able to attend something like this.
It's the first time that Saskatoon will host international men's basketball involving Canada ever. That makes this a milestone event, not just, you know, another game that's maybe being played in a Toronto or a Vancouver or a Montreal, something like that.
Yeah, it is the first time it is being played in the province. So absolutely a milestone. And again, another reason, you know, like I say, these type of events, you know, are far and few between. And like I say, to have this come to our backyard, Les, is just, again, just incredible for everyone.
The news release says Canada Basketball, in partnership with the Canadian Elite Basketball League and the Rattlers. How did it all come about? When did the idea for this start to come to fruition?
Well, you know, I was approached to bid on it from the Rattlers' perspective to bring this to town. And, you know, my first thing was I said I'd love to. So there were several cities in the running, and I knew how much it would mean to our community at large, to the province, to the city. And, you know, ultimately, you know, won the bid to bring it here. So I'm very excited about that. So it's been in the works for the last 6 months. Let's call it that. So there's been a lot of work, obviously, on the back end by a lot of great people. So it's like I say, finally being able to announce it has been, you know, it's been trying to keep that under our hat and know how exciting everybody, you know, would be about it. So.
Tickets are on sale already. I'm sure you're going to get a pretty good advance sale here starting right away. That's going to be massive to be able to get that type of support here for folks. I wouldn't be surprised if this thing sells out.
Yeah, I fully expect it to sell out. You know, we got a Thursday game, a Sunday game, both national broadcast games on Sportsnet as well. So, I mean, it's, you know, in the way it's set, November 21st and the 24th, you know, people take the Friday off, come to town and, you know, have a weekend of basketball. And there'll be some great events created around the event as well, from some fan engagement, some VIP receptions, and just being able to really immerse ourselves in that international world.
So that whole week of things, I'm sure we'll be getting more announcements. Those are all TBA, to be sure.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Anything that I've missed out on, Lee, that you want to add?
You know, just let's appreciate it. I mean, just so exciting because this is such a major event to bring to town, and I'm really, really excited to be part of it. So.
Wonderful.